You have to be able to think laterally, to observe a problem and work out a solution to that problem whilst doing something else. You've got to drive, watch a person park, then select your position to park and then follow on foot or park and watch the car or whatever your brief is. Yeah, you have to be able to multitask within your mind to make the next step, whatever the next step is, easier for yourself. It's a job for someone who can think outside the box. In one of my many jobs after I'd finished with the Federal Police, and I did try and get back into the Federal Police, you know, a few years after I got out, realising I'd made a bloody big mistake. And I did about 2 years at a little TAFE-accredited teaching establishment in South Melbourne called Spy Solutions. It's no longer a viable company. Yeah, and I did a six-week surveillance, just physical surveillance course. I had another chap, Michael Noah. He used to teach the circumstantial. The people who came in to do the course, there were some of them who were completely not suited for that line of work because they couldn't work without direction. They could not think for themselves, and they couldn't work out the answers to a question or a problem that presented itself in the field. You have to have the right students. You have to have the right aptitude for surveillance work. You cannot just, I'm going to become a surveillance agent. Technology makes the job easier. I'll 100% agree with that. But no, it won't make you better. You know, a cunning old fox with an old Nikon camera that shoots black and white film, like me, could run rings around someone who's got all the fancy tricks of the trade, be they legal or illegal, and who uses them willy-nilly with gay abandon.